This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and from Vantage Health Plan. 877-217-5757 is your number. Talk at talklouisiana.org is our email address. And we begin our show today with Dr. Laura Cheever, Associate Administrator for the HIV/AIDS Bureau of the Health Resources and Services Administration. This is World AIDS Day. Dr. Cheever previously served as the Deputy Associate Administrator and Chief Medical Officer of the HIV/AIDS Bureau, responsible for leading the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program and HRSA's programming for the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. She has a medical degree from Brown University, is board certified in infectious diseases. We're fighting a pandemic now, which has taken almost 300,000 American lives, but AIDS has been with us now for almost four decades, and Dr. Cheever, it is still with us, and we certainly can't ignore those who have died and those who are still afflicted. It is a work in progress. How's it looking?
Absolutely. HIV in the world and in this country continues as an epidemic, and a lot of people have sort of forgotten about it or consider it not an issue. But we have over 30,000 people in the U.S. get diagnosed every year with HIV, and we have the tools today to end the epidemic. People with HIV can live near normal lifespans, but it means they need to get diagnosed and on treatment and take that treatment every day. So we do have the tools today to end the epidemic. We just need to put it all together to make it happen.
You say it can be ended, this epidemic. Why is it not ended in 40 years? We obviously went to work, and it appears a vaccine is now almost in place for coronavirus. Why hasn't something similar happened with AIDS and HIV?
Well, I have to say there's been a tremendous effort to develop a vaccine for HIV. The HIV virus mutates at a very rapid rate, and it's really the way it interacts with the body has really stymied efforts to get a good HIV vaccine. I think what we learned in all the work that has been the you know, billions of dollars that have been invested by NIH and others in the vaccine has taught us so much about viruses. That is one of the reasons we were able to get the vaccine so quickly for COVID, at least a few that are in the works right now. But that said, we've worked with NIH and CDC to do modeling. And today we have outstanding HIV treatments, such that a person diagnosed with HIV today can usually take one pill once a day and lower the rate of HIV replication in their body so much that we can't measure it. They're not cured of it. It's still in their body, but they have an undetectable viral load. And someone with an undetectable viral load can live a near normal lifespan and also has effectively no risk of transmitting HIV sexually to someone else. So, we combine that with some prevention strategies for people that do not have HIV but are at high risk for it, and we really do have the tools we need to end the epidemic. One major challenge we have is that one in seven people in the U.S. with HIV are not diagnosed. CDC recommends everyone between the ages of 13 and 65 get an HIV test, and that just hasn't happened.
877-217-5757 is your number, and there are, of course, different measurements as far as cities in the U.S. Affected by AIDS. But unfortunately, in Louisiana, this is another list where we would rather be at the bottom and we're at the top. New Orleans, number three, and Baton Rouge, as far as per capita population, number one in the United States in the rate of AIDS transmission. And you're saying that one out of seven people don't even know they have it. So it remains not only a deadly disease, but an insidious one as well.
Absolutely. And a lot of people feel that they couldn't have HIV because they aren't those kind of people. But essentially, the primary way HIV is transmitted is through having sex. And even if you've been discreet and only had sex with a couple of people in your lifetime, if one of the people you had sex with, was at higher risk and had HIV, then you could have it. So A lot of people think because they haven't had sex with a lot of different people that they're not at risk. But if you've had sex with anyone that's ever had sex with anyone else, you have some risk for HIV, and it's really important to get tested. In the U.S., one in every 48 African-American women will get HIV in their lifetime. And most of those women will not have been really at high risk for HIV, except that they had sex with someone who had HIV.
One out of 48. That's over
African-American women.
Over 2%. The
high rate.
Yeah, it's an alarmingly high rate. Baton Rouge, on this listed from gotested.com, number one, it says the company reports many of the infections in Baton Rouge are, quote, due to shared needles, since the city is the center of a massive opiate addiction issue. That's, you mentioned the sexual transmission, which is the way that we hear most about, but obviously dirty needles can also be a huge problem.
Yes, and part of really eliminating HIV in this country in terms of transmission is to make sure that we do get needle exchange up and running. Needle exchange works. We, in the United States, around people that get new diagnoses, injection drug use accounts for about 7% of all the new diagnoses in the United States. It is increasing, though, because, as you said, the opioid epidemic is raging, and now we have methamphetamines coming on the scene as well in many cities.
877-217-5757. Still time to get in with Dr. Laura Cheever on World AIDS Day. Tim and Walker. Hi, Tim. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My sister was recently diagnosed with HIV, and I was just curious. I hear people saying they can live a near normal life expectancy. What does that mean?
What does it mean to be living a near normal life expectancy and lifestyle when you're afflicted with HIV and AIDS?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the HIV virus, we can control that really well with the medications we have available today. And for most people, it's one pill once a day. But the virus does cause more inflammation in the body, and inflammation is associated with increased rates of heart disease, liver disease, kidney disease. So people with HIV that live a near normal lifespan probably die a few years earlier than they would have otherwise, because they're going to potentially have that heart disease or kidney disease a little bit earlier than if they didn't have HIV, or at a slightly higher rate.
Mm-hmm.
So really, when people are dying, they're dying of things that's not the virus itself, but just sort of common chronic illnesses that can be a little bit more intense or start a little bit earlier for people infected with HIV. Does that make sense?
Yeah. An excess of 19,000 people in Louisiana are living with HIV, according to reports. More than half of the people have AIDS. And although African Americans make up 32% of our state's population, blacks represent 73% of the state's new cases. So it hits the minority community particularly hard.
Yes, we've seen, I think, with COVID that we have huge health disparities in the United States, and certainly the HIV epidemic over time has really become much more prevalent in minority communities. African Americans and Hispanics have HIV at a much higher rate than whites.
Now, a listener asked about Magic Johnson. He's been alive almost 30 years since his AIDS HIV diagnosis. How does he stay? He looks, from appearance, to be a healthy-looking person. Is it because he has access to medical care most of us don't, or is it luck? What is it?
Yes, so in fact, he has access to medical care that all the rest of us really do. In HIV care in the United States, we have something called the Ryan White HIV AIDS Program that I help lead in Washington, and it's a federally funded program. We send funding to cities, states, and community-based organizations to provide HIV care and treatment for people who can't necessarily access it on their own because they either they're not insured, or they can't help, they don't have enough funding to cover the copays or deductibles. So anyone that wants to get HIV care, it is available throughout Louisiana. You can go to HAB, that's H-A-B, dot H-R-S-A dot gov, and there you can find a provider. It's called, you put your zip code in, and there'll be a link to medical providers who provide care through the Ryan White program throughout Louisiana. And in our program, people do incredibly well. Once again, this program focused on low-income people or people that don't have adequate insurance. And among people that come into our program at least once, 88% of people will achieve that viral suppression, that ultimate goal. So, so there is definitely care and treatment available to everyone.
Dr. Cheever, thank you for joining us today. An important subject on a day that we all should take to heart, World AIDS Day. Thank you for being with us, and I appreciate your insights. Dr. Laura Cheever, it's good to talk with you.
Thanks so much.
We'll be back after this pause.